too much. Rain is still expected to fall across parts of the Midwest as we move forward through these next 3 days, and then finally, maybe a little bit of a break will likely occur across parts of the region. During the course of the weekend, way too much rain fell from some areas in central Illinois and northern Missouri through the heart of Iowa back into the Dakotas. In this corridor, there was a lot of 1 to 2 and local 3-inch plus amounts of rain, but as much as 6 inches occurred in some areas to the east and north of Des Moines in the Marshalltown, Iowa area. Also in the northwest corner of Iowa from the Storm Lake and Spencer areas back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, rain totals in that region also running 3 to 6 inches. Too much moisture in general. Obviously, Iowa has been wet for quite a little while, so has parts of Illinois, even though some of these areas dried down a little bit for a little while. But the rains have been too heavy here recently, and fieldwork is back on hold again for much of the region. Lighter rains occurred surrounding this region, and in fact, it was dry from southern parts of Ohio back into Kentucky, and most of the Delta and southeastern states were all dry over the weekend. It was also dry from the eastern part of North Dakota over to Michigan. So not all was lost, but certainly there was a significant amount of delay in fieldwork in those areas in the western and some central parts of the Corn Belt. Now, the forecast is continuing to promote more of the same, with rain and thunderstorms likely to occur in many areas from, region from Kansas into Michigan. This includes northern Missouri, southeastern Iowa, and northern half of Illinois, as well as the areas I just described. But these areas, those three regions have been too wet already, and with the additional 1 to 2 and local 3-inch plus amounts of rain that are expected, we're likely to encounter some flooding that will likely further impact some of the crop that's already in the ground and delay some of the planting of any new crop for a longer period of time. There will not be quite as much rain in the northwestern Corn Belt over these next 2 or 3 days as there will be in the area I just described from Kansas to Michigan. But it's still going to rain, and there will still not be much field work in the areas that receive significant rain during the weekend. That includes most of the area from the Dakotas into parts of northwestern Iowa, but these areas may not see much more than 3/4 of an inch to maybe 1.5 inches of new rainfall. That's still too much, though, when the ground is already saturated. The temperatures across the Midwest will be quite steamy. In fact, we're going to see a lot of high humidity days coming up here through Thursday, and we'll look for daily high temperatures in the upper 70s through the lower and some middle 80s. The heat and humidity will be perfect for crops that are already established and developing. In fact, crop growth rates will likely just move along very well. But for the crops that are not in the ground, obviously fieldwork will be further delayed until significant drying takes place. As we move into the Friday, Saturday, Sunday time period, a cold front will drop across the Midwest from northwest to southeast, and as it moves through the region, it'll bring not only cooler air, but drier air as well, and perhaps then we'll be able to start a drying trend that might be sustainable. The problem is, the frontal boundary that moves through the Midwest could easily become stationary to our south, and then come back northward across the region for more rain possible next week. But one thing that could help stop this process from repeating again would be the prospects for a tropical cyclone that may move across Florida about 10 days from now, if that tropical event actually exists and develops as suggested in some of the model data today. There might be a better ridge of high pressure over the Midwest to help provide a drier bias for a longer period of time next week. But I wouldn't put all my eggs in that basket. That's an event that's too far out in time right now to have a lot of confidence. We'll expect to see more precipitation next week, but it won't be nearly as great or frequent relative to what we're seeing this week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.